What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, Life is Just Another Class, a conversation with Karen Ann Cubico. What if the key to healing your biggest struggles was hidden in another lifetime? Karen Ann Cubico is a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and author of Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression. Karen shares how revisiting a past life helped her heal chronic asthma, why spirit guides, yes, everyone has them, influence our life's journey, and how past life trauma is often the root cause of present-day phobias, emotional struggles, and even physical symptoms. Whether you're curious, skeptical, or seeking healing, Karen's story shows that life is just another class. And your soul has been learning and evolving across many incarnations. Discover how past life regression can unlock hidden truths about who you are and why you're here. Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation with author Karen Ann Cubico about past life regression and her book, Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression. So Karen, thank you very much for joining me. I have been wanting to do an episode about past lives, reincarnation for a long time, and I came across your book, Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression. And that's Thanks. What led me to you.
Fun.
And it's fascinating to me. I think the whole concept of reincarnation and past lives, you and I were just talking before I hit record. That seems to me the only thing that really makes sense about this life is that there was another one. What got you interested in delving into this?
Well, Carol, thanks for letting me join you on your show, and I appreciate the question. I grew up Catholic, okay? So we weren't taught about past lives or reincarnation at all. But so fast forward many years later, I'm in the middle of giving birth to my second child and had a near-death experience. And we both almost didn't make it. I remember floating above the scene of the emergency OR situation where they were trying to C-section her out of me in a quick way. She's fine now. It's 20-some years later. But at the time, it was very scary. And about 3 months later, I decided for the first time to go see a psychic. And they said to me, my daughter has a very strong third eye. And if I don't help her understand that, it won't be good. She'll go crazy. And I'm like, I don't even know what a third eye is. And so I found some books randomly on psychic phenomena and all this metaphysical topics and things. And I was just a baby learning all this stuff and trying to comprehend. It was a lot. And about 3 years later, I walk into a metaphysical shop thinking, oh, see what I can find here. And I found a book called Children's Past Lives by Carol Bowman. And I couldn't put the book down. I stayed up till 3 in the morning reading it. And then any author she mentioned in there or referenced, I went and bought their books, read them, and I couldn't get enough. That was, I think it was 2004. And then by 2007, I was hardcore into it. I went and took a class with Brian Weiss up at Omega Institute in New York to learn how to do past life regression as like a side job or otherwise. And ever since then, I just have been hardcore looking into learning more about, finding more about my own past lives, doing a lot of healing on a lot of levels with a lot of things, trying to get the word out on how deep of a healing you can receive just by remembering a past life, because it can make more sense of this current life always, or provide you with some kind of soul level healing for this current life and future lifetimes.
See, that's kind of what I've always thought, because I'm like, we all are going on a different path in this lifetime, and we're learning different lessons too.
For sure.
You know what, your path is different than my path. Everybody's is unique to them. But
Absolutely.
if you think there might have been other lives and you're kind of building on top of those and learning a lesson, or maybe coming back in a life to learn a lesson you didn't get in a past life. You know,
That
maybe you were
happens.
extremely selfish, and we all know those people in this life. You know, it's like, man, you ain't getting it. But
Right.
you know, maybe the idea is to come back and have to be forced to be more humble, you know,
True.
or take advice or receive things or give things, you know, just learn a different way of living than you did in a past life, and that all builds on top of each other.
It does. And it's funny, Carol, because on the other side in spirit, we're all best friends. And so even people that are in your current life that may be like your nemesis in a sense, they're your friends on the other side committing to taking on that role to help you learn how to stand your ground, voice your opinion, leave a bad situation, not stand for abuse, those types of things in a relationship with them. And so it's not clear when you're going through it in this current life, but it is clear whenever you are back in the in-between discussing with them, like, WTF, man, why are you so
Right.
mean?
Let me get into your brain a little bit and how this works with you. Because,
Okay.
you know, it sounds like this didn't really come to you until you had your child and the
Sure.
near-death experience, which I also find fascinating. That's an entirely another subject.
It
But
really is.
so many people who have experienced near-death, I would almost venture to say 100% of people who have had that experience, it's been life-changing.
For
And
sure.
it's changed how they look at the world. It might change how they perceive the world. And sometimes it opens up, you know, communication with another side, like spirit
Yeah.
guides or something.
For sure.
And so with you, had that hadn't really been open until that time, was it? And then you started diving into it when you heard about your daughter having
Well,
abilities.
I have had two near-death experiences. The second one was in 2016 with a car wreck, almost 10 years ago. And in that one, I saw an angel went in through the light, chose to come back here into this current life. They were teaching me some things. And when I came back, I would definitely was like I was practicing doing psychic work, doing past life regressions with people on a regular basis. But whenever I was, I guess, in a sense, on the other side of the second near-death experience, I was really in tune with connecting to the other side. Saw, like, you have 57 spirit guides standing here for you, Carol, at this moment.
Wait, whoa,
Whereas,
whoa, whoa. You threw out a very large number.
I know. And so, but it's your spirit guide team from throughout your lifetimes that you've had here in this earth
Is that kind
experience.
of a common number for people?
So I get a number. I just ask for a number and they give me a number and I'm like, is that the number? And I get a yes, and then I just go with it. I get anywhere from in the 20s all the way to 60 something. I think that's, I've not only one time seen 60 or more. I
I would
mean,
think, or I
twice.
was thinking, maybe I got a couple.
Well, so there's many different kinds of spirit guides, and we can talk about that if you'd
Oh,
like.
I'd love to, yes.
So just to finish what we were talking about before I switch up to the spirit guide discussion, I mean, in the first near-death experience that I had, it's almost like I was having an out-of-body experience and kind of interacting. Well, I wasn't, there's was no kind of. I was interacting with spirit guides and angels for everyone in the operating room at that moment, including my own child's. And it was, when you step out of your body and you're looking at yourself lying there being worked on, I mean, I was in surgery for 5 hours after they got her out. It was, you're like worrying about your physical body, right? Because you're still connected to it very much. But when you have a near-death experience where you're seeing the light, you're making the decision to come back here, working with a specific angel, Archangel Jophiel at the time when I had the car wreck. I mean, she was showing me stuff in my future, asking me, what about the kids, and teaching me all kinds of stuff. What happens when you step out of your physical body in a near-death experience? And it feels like the more I delve into working with people who've had these similar experiences, it's like varying degrees of what you come back here with, in a sense. But for the most part, what seems to happen is that you are removing any rules that you might have put in place. I'm not able to see the other side. Rule gone, out the window, right? Because now I'm able to talk to and see the other side, tune in. I am not, intuitive abilities maybe is something that might have been squelched or forgotten about. We're all born with them. And then you remember when you're out of your body in spirit that, in fact, you do have all these intuitive abilities and it is your natural way of being. It's just not something that we're taught in kindergarten, along with the alphabet, how to trust your intuitive abilities. And so those kinds of rules that might have been made on a subconscious level are simply removed. And then you come back into this body, you get a very conscious memory of you're more than just this physicalness, you're more than just this human. And you come back into this earth and you're like, what did I pick here? But it is, it's a very different perspective because then you look at other people and we're all going through the same motions of learning some type of higher soul level lesson of some kind.
So,
So,
yeah, how could going through a near-death experience not change you? I mean,
right?
because I've never had that experience,
Well,
so I can't imagine.
I met this one guy I gave a reading to. He was a trucker dude to the very, I guess, the stereotypic kind of vibe. And he came to me because he was very confused because he had started out of the blue per him, started seeing passed over people and they're telling him to give messages like to somebody in his family, hey, you need to eat better and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, these people are thinking I'm nuts because I'm talking to the other side. He's like, why is this happening? And so what had happened though, he had a near-death experience, didn't realize it, but he had an experience where he was in a, I think it was a coma. This is years ago when this happened, but it was so interesting. He was in a coma for like 3 or 4 days or something like that. And when he came out of it, that's when he started to see and talk to people on the other side, passed over people. And what had happened though, because I tuned in, I said, did you perchance have some kind of memory of talking to your dead aunt and uncle when you were in the coma? And he said, yeah, I do. And it was at that moment he was actually having a near-death experience when he first had gotten hurt and caused him to be in the coma. He was interacting with his passed over aunt uncle, and that removed his role of I'm not supposed to be able to see or talk to people that are on the other side because they're dead and gone. That was his role. And that rule got thrown out the window, and now he talks to Passover people. Hopefully he's doing well and being comfortable with it now. But at the time, he was, like, not happy about it. Like, why is this happening? You know? So for every person, I think it seems like when I've met, because I've met a decent amount, because people come to me and then all of a sudden they're woke up. They don't know how to use these skills and talents. They don't know why they're seeing and talking to people on the other side. They don't know how to navigate through all of that. And so I talk with them and teach them about what I know to help them feel comfortable with it. Which brings us back to your 57 spirit guides, Karen.
I'm impressed, I think.
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. You have a lot of spirit guides because and I had them help me understand who all they are. And because it does seem like a big number and it starts to feel like a little overwhelming because you're like, wow, am I worthy of all of that? You know, but the first type of spirit guide that I see and talk with, especially if you want to learn anything about your past lives and more about this current lifetime on a very deep level, like why did you choose your parents? Why did you choose this life lesson, these patterns that you're trying to overcome and in whatever sense that is, are spirit guides that I call council members. And these council member spirit guides, there's usually between 3 and 7 of them, and they are the ones that are helping you to pick this lifetime out. So, like, a lot of people have memories of, and I've seen how this works in an in-between lifetime experiences. This council member spirit guide's standing there with you. They're showing you ideas for a future life. Because you've picked out a learning lesson that you'd like to focus on. And for fun, I feel like it would be good to just keep it light. But like maybe you picked out the life lesson of really feeling love and teaching about love or really understanding what it is to be loved and to love. And so that's your life lesson. So your council member spirit guide might show you 3 different lifetimes that would help you learn that lesson. And you're kind of sitting there, standing there with them. And well, that one sounds good. And you get a little mini kind of slideshow movie of that future life that you're choosing. And they're helping you to do that. And then you're like, it's like you're picking out, you know, the best apple out of a bunch at the grocery store. You're like, well, this one looks pretty good. Let me try that. And so you decide which one you want to have, and then you start the process of coming into a lifetime. But the council member spirit guides, they really know you best because they have, over the time that you've had your incarnations here on this earth, they've helped you to really navigate what it is that you want to learn on a soul level, and they're helping you pick out the best lifetime. So they're part of your group. The second group are your main spirit guides. I normally get a number that there's 14 of them standing there. So that's a decent amount. Again, they're from all your lifetimes here in this earth experience. But 2 of them seem to pair up male-female to help you with a particular lifetime. So the rest of your main spirit guides, they maybe aren't your front and center spirit guides for this current life, but maybe they were your main spirit guides in a different lifetime. And so they all come through because they have insight and understandings to help you. And maybe they had recently been a part of more deeply your lifetime experience a few lifetimes ago, and they have some insight or help for you at this moment. So that makes up a decent amount of the group. But the biggest number of spirit guides come through in this next section. I like to call them the muse or inspirational spirit guides. And so they're very niche-y. And this number can grow or recede in depending on what it is that you're focusing on. So right now, you as Carol, you are interviewing lots of people to do this podcast, The Grave Talks. And so you have a group of folks who are specific to helping you find talent to interview, helping you use the best skills and the questions and all this kind of stuff to help you produce more content for the podcast, The Grave Talks. And so if you have, like you mentioned, you had a dog before we started recording. I mean, there's no doubt spirit guides standing here to help inspire you, to help figure out what kind of food is best for them, or to help interact with them in a best way, or to be intuitively inspired to do something with your dog specifically or whatever. And so there's definitely, if you're a painter, if you're a writer, if you have a job in any kind of way, there's inspirational types of guides that will come and to help you. If you're doing healing work, and all, I mean, it's just an immense amount of knowledge. It's kind of like your team of specialists for whatever it is you're interested in.
That makes sense. Say after, you know, you exit one life, it kind of sounds like from what, you know, I've read in your book and about you, that you do have a choice in going back into something else. And like you were just talking about learning, you know, you want to work on loving and receiving love maybe, or giving more love or whatever it might be.
Right.
But you have a choice about that. So then once you do go back into a new life, those spirit guides still kind of stay with you and they kind of help guide you as you go?
Correct. I mean, it's almost like, think of them like a football team. This is the analogy they're giving it to me right now. That's so funny. Think of them like a football team. Every once in a while, some of them are in play and some of them are sitting on the bench, but they're still all there for you.
That is a good analogy.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. You got to remember that because that's a really good analogy.
I might have to write that down somewhere.
That's really good.
It's way it is. I mean, I'm not a big avid football fan, but it's definitely how that works, because they come when they're needed. Mm-hmm. And like your main spirit guides are always there for you. And the specific council member spirit guide that helped you pick out this lifetime is always there for you also. But the rest of them aren't like just hanging out on the sidelines. They're also helping.
Because, for example, years ago, I was driving my car on the highway here in town, and somebody was merging onto my lane, or were they? Or are they just getting off on the exit? Because it's one of those. You could be merging on, or maybe you're just getting on to turn around and get off.
Yeah.
So it was 5 o'clock, road's really busy, and I'm like, what are we doing? Because I need to get over there, and you don't seem to be signaling or anything.
Yeah.
Then it was like slow motion. They signaled to get over. So I got over to their lane. And then they didn't realize that the traffic had slowed down considerably. They got hit by a truck.
Oh my.
It was pretty horrific. And loudly in my car, I heard a voice say, "Speed up."
And you listened.
And I hit the gas, which is counterintuitive to what you should do, because normally, oh my God, wreck, you slam on the brakes.
Sure.
But I sped up and the car landed where I was.
Oh my gosh.
And I've always wondered, I'm like, that had to have been like a spirit guide.
For sure. Absolutely. I got goosebumps all over with that story.
It was a man's voice. I just heard it. Yeah. Just like,
I could hear it
in my car. Speed up.
Yeah, I could hear it. It's almost like they're pressing on your foot to push the gas.
Well, and it happens so fast. You know, this is seconds. I don't even have time to think about reacting. It's just boom. Speed up, I sped up. You know, it just happened instantaneously.
See how you're protected?
Yeah. And so I've always wondered, who was that?
Well, it's definitely a man, because when you were talking to me about it, I could hear him saying it. It's definitely one of your spirit guides. Let's just tune in here and see. He's got dark hair. He's got a very weird name, but your spirit guides are very different from past several loved ones. I just have to point that out because sometimes people think, and they're not wrong, your past ever people can be your spirit guides. But when I'm tuning into them, I try to keep the past ever folks very separate from the spirit guide group. And so I'm pointing that out for your listeners. But
No, that is good information because I questioned for a long time if it was my dad, but it didn't sound like my dad's voice. But then if I
No.
heard my dad's voice in that
Okay.
moment, would that have freaked me out? You know, like, dad?
Well, was your dad passed over at the time?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe that's why I needed to point that out to you because they're telling me to do that. But this gentleman's name, he has dark hair. He's shown me the color blue, which I know we didn't talk as we recorded here, but when they show me a specific color, they're helping you with a specific chakra. And so blue means throat chakra. And they're telling me that their name is Massey, which doesn't feel very male, but on some level, that's how you know him. He feels very bold and daring and really is helping you quite a bit more than you think in this lifetime. I feel like he's one of your main spirit guides. I mean, I double checked three times on his name, Massey, which I never heard that as a name before. So, but it's interesting because whenever like an interesting name comes up that I never heard of before, it might be a common name in another language somewhere, you know?
True.
So, and you might have known them in another time with that name, and that's why it's so relevant for you here in this moment. But in either way, that was a potential exit point for you. And so when you chose this lifetime, sometimes we pick out exit points, and exit points are a place where if you had a near-death experience potential, for example, that could have been an exit point choice. And so instead, you are helped how your spirit guide helped you at that moment during that potential. You would have been killed had you not pressed the gas, right, Carol?
I've always felt that.
Absolutely. And so you still have work that you wanted to complete and do in this life. And it was just not your time at that moment to pass over. You had achieved and done so much with your life up to that point, and there was, it feels like a subconscious decision. Yeah, I'm not ready for this at that split second. And then they're like, press the gas. And so you moved out of the way. And I keep getting chills on that whole vision of that experience for you.
Oh, it was horrific. It was like slow motion, and I saw the
Oh,
car,
sure.
the back end of the car went up in the air,
Oh
and
my.
then it just went where I had been. And so it would have landed on my car.
Yeah, you would have been smushed, Carol.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
Couldn't
I,
grab you.
it was crazy because I went ahead. Now I'm on the ramp. There's, I got to keep moving. And I just, my entire body, I just like, I was having a convulsion. Everything started
For sure.
shaking.
Well, I mean, you're having that fight or flight reaction right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
And it's unsettling when that happens because it probably feels like you had the rest of the day felt very unsettled.
oh, yes.
And it took a moment to recover because it's almost like because you could have not listened, right? It was a free will choice still. They're inspiring you to make a decision to press the gas, although it feels like they were helping you press the gas pedal. But
Yeah, because I don't remember going, oh, I'll speed up. It was just boom. I heard the voice. I did. It happened, you know?
It feels like someone was pressing your foot,
Yeah,
Carol.
very much. Very
Yeah.
much.
But that unsettled feeling that happens, it's you bypassed an exit point in your life. And so it's you chose to continue on with this current life and to continue on the path that you're on to do more things, to overcome more things, to learn more things, whatever the case may be. It's a very weird day that you won't forget kind of day.
Exactly.
I feel like that is how you can tell the difference when you've passed an exit point, I guess.
We have spirit guides helping us in this life, obviously, mm-hmm. helping us yes. pick our next lives. With your experiences, because in the book, I think it's 16 past lives that you write about.
I wrote about 16 of them, correct.
And how does that help you to look back? How does that information, if someone does past life regressions, how does that information help them in this life?
Well, I mean, when you do a past life regression, I like to tell people it's always about your current life. I mean, it's interesting to go and to find these past lives just to see. I've had some people be like, well, you know, how can you prove it? Well, you know, I don't know. The one past life that I had, I don't know if you read this chapter or not, it's Helen. She's in Flapper Chick in the 1920s.
Yeah.
When I entered that lifetime, I was so happy. I've always loved that time period. And the hairstyle is ridiculous. I don't know how they did it back in that day.
It's crazy. Those little, those little curls.
They must have had some serious hard gel going on in their hair is all I can figure. But I was so happy to be in that lifetime, but it was not a great ending. I had a friend of mine who was helping me edit the book at the time, and she actually found, I didn't have an Ancestry account, and she actually found my information under Merkowitz in the whatever they have on Ancestry.com, and I was listed as Helen Merkowitz in one of the, I died in 1927. So in 1920, when they did the, when they go door to door in the census, and I was listed there. And then in the 1930s, I was no longer in the census. My spirit guide told me if I chose to, I could reach out to someone in New York City to help me locate a missing person's information on that past life. And my parents never knew what happened to me. And they actually sent to the police a missing persons request for me, and I would be able to locate that information. I never attempted it though yet. So I feel like that whole lifetime would be a whole other book.
Mm-hmm, it would.
But it's very fascinating. The cover up. That's a whole other discussion, Carol. But I mean, that was a provable point, but that's not why I got into doing all this. The main reason I was inspired to find more about my past lives is because the woman who wrote that book I mentioned on children's past lives, she had mentioned she had a breathing issue. And at that time in my life, when I found that book and going through having the kids and everything, I had a difficult time with asthma. And so she had remembered randomly, not on purpose, a few past lifetimes when she was having a pretty bad fever during one of her episodes of having a breathing issue. And I don't believe it was asthma. She just had some kind of breathing issue every fall that would put her down for a month or so. And then she contacted someone or one of her friends knew how to do past life regression or something. They helped her with it. And then lo and behold, she's never had an issue since. And I was like, well, if she can do it, I can do it. So I was on a mission to remember any past lives that would help me uncover anything to do with breathing issues, throat chakra related stuff. And as you read that book, I think it becomes obvious that a lot of those lifetimes ended tragically, and not every lifetime ends tragically for people, but a lot of those lifetimes in that book do, because they're directly connected to my intent of trying to find a lifetime that would help me to clear any trauma that has to do with breathing. So like, I mean, I was hung in the one that lioness grabbed at my neck and killed me in that other lifetime. I mean, I was shot in my neck in that lifetime as Helen in the 1920s. And I actually had a birthmark in this current lifetime that randomly, I didn't even know this would happen, Carol. It went away. Like a few months later, after I had remembered that lifetime, I was sitting outside with my friend and I had a birthmark on my neck that looked like a bullet hole. And it was pretty dark. I have some very embarrassing high school photos.
Don't we all?
Yeah, whatever. I put them online, but to show the difference, because now you can't even see where it was. And it like went away within months after remembering that lifetime. It was unexpected that I didn't think that would happen, but a birthmark is a past life trauma.
See, I had never even thought about that until I read the book, and I have a birthmark, but the same thing, it has faded to where it's almost gone.
Well, you might have healed anything to do with that.
That's
right?
Interesting. I had never even thought about that until I read that in the book.
Yeah. I mean, I did some, when you're doing healing work, when you do remember a past life, that to me is the most important thing. Cool to remember all the information for sure, you know, but the more important aspect of remembering a past life is the healing. So like, for example, we'll just keep using Helen as the example because she's interesting. She is, you know, on the dance floor in a speakeasy. She never even got the alcoholic beverage. I have to point that out because I thought it was funny. In that lifetime, I'd saved a bunch of money to go do all that. But when I was meant to, in that lifetime, to write books, interestingly, and never got the opportunity because I had gotten killed because I was, you know, pushing to go to this dance club. I saved my money to get the dress and to go out and connected with this guy that took me. But when I was shot in my neck, I'm forgiving the guy who brought me, myself, for choosing to do that. The mobsters that shot the bullet, the metal of the bullet, the whole trauma of everything that happened afterwards, and just really releasing all of that. When I came out of that past life regression, I was so angry. It was bizarre. That isn't even to this day a usual response. But the reason I was so angry is because that was not my time to die. It was not meant to happen. But because I made choices instead of staying home, I guess, with the parents and doing whatever else I had normally done at that time, I wanted to go out and dance and have some fun and experience life and whatnot. And that was like a wrong choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But doing all that forgiveness work is directly connected to the birthmark, because that's a trauma of energy stored in your energy in that space. It came out into the physical, right? So it's very interesting how that can happen.
I've always assumed this, that you can carry over things from lifetime to lifetime that could be phobias, perhaps.
I
have an irrational fear of mice. Irrational fear of mice. If I saw one right now, it just would happen. I'd scream. I'd be on top of this desk, not even knowing how I got up there.
Right.
But it's so irrational. That's just an example. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we have that I don't think you can totally unexplain. Maybe it's a familiarity with flying. Maybe it's a fear of being on a ship. You know, different things.
Or a plane or anything.
Exactly. All of those.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
There's so many things that we have this feeling about that we have no experience with. There's nothing in this lifetime that explains that for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very eye-opening. So, like, if you want me to tune into your fear of mice, I can, Carol.
Do we really want to go there? It is irrational and it's intense.
Well, I mean, it's a great example, though, because if you have, and by you, I mean anyone that's listening, have a fear that cannot be explained in this current lifetime, or you might have something that occurs in this current lifetime that then sort of triggers an awakening of a past life fear. So in one of the past lives that I included in that book, I fell down the side of a hill to a place where I died. In this current lifetime, I did not have a fear of steps, but I had remembered in another lifetime, that's also in the book, that I was afraid to walk up and down the steps. In this current lifetime, I actually tripped on a few stair steps when my first child was born. And so then I immediately put up a gate because I was afraid on behalf of my children that they might fall down the steps, not believing that it was my own fear. It was just that one pair of steps. I wasn't afraid to walk up and down them, but I was afraid my kids would fall. And after I remembered that lifetime and did the healing work of it, that fear of my kids falling down the steps, who were at that time 4 and 6 years old, went away immediately. And so I took the fence, the gates, you know, the baby gates down. And I mean, I had my dad like drill a special thing at the top of the steps to even hook one up on at the top of the steps. I mean, it was kind of a bizarre, weird thing that I did. And it was immediately gone, like 1 week later. But then like for the fear of mice, for you, I mean, it actually feels like you were, it's pretty gruesome, Carol. I don't know if you want me to talk about it or not. They're showing me a vision of it.
I'll tell you what I've always kind of picked up on, that at some point I was someplace very dark.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out. I was by myself and there was mice and a lot of them. I don't know where that comes from.
It feels like you're trapped, agreed, with the very dark, and you're trapped in such a way on purpose, almost like a cell.
Mm-hmm.
You had no choice, but you were so sickly, they're showing me, that you couldn't even fight them off, and you were alive and kind of being eaten by them. It was pretty gross.
Oh, that's so gross.
I'm sorry.
Karen, I'm going to dream about that tonight.
No, but so here's how you heal from it then. So can you forgive the mice?
I mean, I think they are adorable if I see a picture of one. Like, that's a cute little creature.
Yeah.
Of course, I can forgive mice.
They were just doing what came natural to them. You were food to them, and you were not well. You seemed very gaunt, very thin, very sickly. And were thrown in this thing. And apparently I don't know why they threw you in there. But it feels like a dungeon-y cell kind of vibe. There's definitely wood and hay around you. And a very tiny window space for a little bit of air to come in at the top of the room. It definitely feels like a jail cell, thrown in there and forgotten vibe. Mm. It doesn't feel like they had fed you for a while and you were already on your way to dying. So forgiving the people that put you in there, forgiving yourself for whatever it is that you did that got you to that space. And really anywhere you stored any of that energy, that resentment, that trauma, that fear, anything to do with I'm out of control, It feels like out of control because you had no say, no ability to control what happened to you in that moment. Anywhere you stored that energy within you, just kind of releasing that, like you feel like it's a stream of energy pouring out of you, and just let it pour out the window into the ground outside so it can be transmuted back into positive. I'm telling you right now, I always ask the angels for help. So that I always ask the angels to, in its place, pour into you the pure unconditional love energy, that healing energy into your energy, your body, wherever that trauma had been stored that is now released, and replace it with that. And that's what I would do if we were working on each, you know, helping you actually remember that. That's the process I would use to help you release all that.
And I've always used cats.
See?
Because I think cats so protect me from mice. So I always, my entire life, I have had cats.
So, and the cats do, because they're good mousers.
Uh-huh. And so I've just always had this, like, they will keep me safe. Not that I've never encountered one, but they do. They do a really good job. So I've always had cats. But I love cats. I think cats are amazing creatures.
Cats are awesome.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Karen Ann Cubico. You can find her book, Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression, on Amazon or wherever books are sold. You can also get more information at KarenCubico.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.